would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Podcast episode 117 with Paul and Barry.
Hi, listeners. We're on our way to said event. That the event is running tomorrow.
What said event? You fucking said anything.
War Master with a W-O-R Master. War Master.
In Worcester.
In Worcester.
Spelled W-O-R.
Yeah.
In true English fashion, Worcester.
Worcester.
Obviously.
Never been there.
Like, I think I might have been there. It's Midlandsy.
Midlands.
Midlandsy.
Like, Midlands just means it's nowhere.
Like Stratford-upon-Avon type area.
Yep.
So that'd be nice enough. Mm-hmm. So as usual, we're in the car when we do this kind of thing. It's raining because, fucking, why wouldn't it be?
Why wouldn't it be raining?
Always is. It's a bit further than I imagined. And being Friday afternoon, it's kind of getting further and further and further and further. So it started off about 3 hours 20, which is quite a long way, really.
Yeah. So we could have driven up the morning of, but that's a bit too much effort.
To be there for half eight and blah.
Yeah. So what we've done instead is we've asked our respective better halves, and we're travelling up now, and we're staying in a hotel and going out for tonight with others from the tournament.
Yeah, trying to get Janice drunk, which is a waste of time.
I don't think it's going to work.
Waste of fucking time.
Yeah. It's not happening, is it?
No, I mean, I might drink a little bit.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is don't tempt me, Frodo. Like, the temptation will be put in front of Barry. He'll get smashed, and then he'll moan all tomorrow that he's like smashed.
Yeah.
And he's hungover and he can't play. And
I've got to drive home.
And he's got to drive home. Except all of this, I've heard it all before.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, just can't. You know, like the cat can't resist the cream.
Yeah. Can't function. Yeah. I mean, I brought Lizard, man, so I couldn't play any more fucking conservative.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have to think too hard.
No.
Just castle up and push it forward.
Yeah.
Lisbon style.
So
you're bringing the fucking cheese factory.
Skaven? Yeah, like, listen, that's what I predict what's going to happen for you, Barry, is you'll be in a nice curry with your friends, having some beers, night off being a dad, and you'll be like 5 pints in, you'll be smashed, and then you'll be like, oh dear, I've got to get up in the morning.
I'll have an earliest night. I don't go clubbing or anything, I'll be in bed for like 11:30.
Yeah, probably.
So I mean, are you doing the four gotta run a cheese fest?
Yeah, well, are we talking about
Lizard? Yeah, I'm now worried now because I've got to fucking find somewhere to hide my little stinky.
You're not gonna hide it from me.
You little bastards. Get away from me, you cheese eating wankers.
Yeah. I'll be all over them. That's how I'll beat you.
Because like four of them pop up, that's half my fucking break gone.
Yep, smash.
Although your guys are pretty shit too.
But they're better than yours.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Not by much.
What have they got? 3-1-3-6.
Yeah, it's gut runners.
Well, they're fucking miles better than me, aren't they? I think I'm fucking goblins, aren't I? You're bobblins. Anyway, right, so what's happening in the world?
So what have we been doing, for myself?
It's only just over a week.
Yeah, so...
We're ahead of the game.
I know, we're ahead of the game. Lucky listeners. So since we recorded last, I played in that Rings event.
We haven't talked about that.
Yeah, so
you have to tell folks about that.
Twilly mentioned that. So I played in my first Lord of the Rings. Well, so it's just called strategy battle game, Middle Earth strategy battle game, because it's Rings and Hobbit. It's not just Rings. I really enjoyed it. Played four games. I lost three of them. Never mind. But it's the kind of game system that I can play. Because you don't need to play it much to be good at said game.
You might want to say that when you go 3-1 rather than 1-3.
I was.
You felt competitive when you were losing.
Yeah. The nature of it, but it's cool. It's got a lot of nice things going for it. The players are very passionate about it because it's Rings.
It's frothy.
People will put down the armies they want to use.
Like, with the big elephants and shit.
No, I didn't see one. I mean, it was a small pointed.
Balrog.
No, he's a lot of points. You could have done, but he's a lot of points. And I'd taken both good and evil, so I ended up playing evil three. Using my evil three times. So my Ringwraiths and Black Numenoreans. That's where I got my win from, but they're not a very good army.
Yeah, so did people have to play good on good and evil on evil?
If they brought one list, yes.
Okay.
I brought two, so that wasn't necessary for me. Yeah.
And I'd feel a bit bad doing that.
Well, that's why I bring two.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'd also got scenery done for a nice table. And the thing about rings is its scenery rules are really open. Yeah, it literally is. You can use anything. It's just, is it in the way of the model or not? So it's super simple. Yeah, and thus it allows you to use some really nice e-scenery pieces, and they are practical in the game.
But isn't it only a case of, like, you know, they can't see and then you can't shoot?
Yeah.
Or you can see and then it's just a 4-up.
Yeah, if the model's obscured. Yeah, literally that. And the only other scenery rules there are is that there's rules for climbing and jumping when they're needed. So you can theoretically scale anything or jump down stuff. And then there's also rules for going across wooded terrain or going across rocky terrain. And yeah, which is very simple. It just halves your movement.
So you wouldn't... Are you going to talk about your opponents? You had two lists. You had a Black Numenorean.
Yes. Yeah, so
that's a Mordor list.
Yes. Yeah, so the point of it was playing... So, like, I never played competitive, like, a Rings event before. So I say Rings. I should really say SVG game.
Rings for me.
Yeah. My evil force was the Malphus Sauron, who's a Black Numenorean.
Yep.
Leading a bunch of Black Numenorians,
cool.
Mounted and on foot, and with ring wraiths as the other characters.
That's a fucking small army.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was on the small side, and it played off the. You'll love this. It played every model in the army list as terror. Causes terror. Now that's lovely because you cause courage tests, and when you remember to apply the right correct rules, like ring race have what's called a harbinger of evil, so they're docking courage anyway for being around.
Nice.
Yeah, like, and what does that mean? Is when the enemy wants to attack you, they have to pass a courage test. They fail to do it, the model doesn't move.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can if you're up against low courage stuff, you can dictate a fight very nicely. And
but...
the best and the easiest thing the ring wraiths do is the easiest spell they can cast is dropping units models' courage.
Correct.
Very easy for them to cast. Anyway, but one of the games I played against was the Fellowship. So the Fellowship, when they've got Frodo around, are fearless. Don't take those tests.
Of course they are.
Yeah. So.
And Frodo's not taking no tests to charge nothing anyway.
No, because he's So and I thought that game that was actually against. It shouldn't be a thing, but I played against a girl called Hannah, and she used the Fellowship. And beat me.
Go on, Hannah.
Yeah.
Fucking drop him.
So, that game was like, there's a scenario, but actually...
How did she beat you with a thematic list
I know.
The Fellowship, yeah?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Gandalf.
Wasn't all of them.
Gandalf.
No, Gandalf wasn't there. He's too many points. So
what was the Fellowship?
Aragorn, Boromir, it's basically the Fellowship minus Gandalf.
Because the fucking hobbits do nothing. You just got trying to keep my lives on,
mate. But Frodo needs to be there because he gives a apparent buff to the army.
Well, the other four fucking kick ass, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that was the game. And so the game had a scenario, but I was like, well, before I can do the scenario, I need to go hunt down Frodo. So, like, I sent all my army to go and hunt down Frodo and bypassing the heroes as best I can, avoiding them to go after Frodo. And I did run him to ground. But I lost too many models doing it, and when I did drop Frodo, then what was left of my force got beaten up by the rest of the big heroes of the Fellowship. So I lost that game.
Because even though you're elite,
yeah,
because you're an elite army,
yeah.
But it's still nothing compared to the fucking.
I had 21 models.
Yeah, and what? They have 8.
And they had 8. Yeah.
Yeah, but four of those models could probably eat your entire army if they got into the.
Well, yeah, literally, like, I mean, what I'm saying is, what Rings comes down to is, yes, there's scenarios, of course there are, but ultimately the fight, and most of the fights are decided in hand to hand, not shooting. Shooting is purposely limited for good reason. So when the fights come down, is you surround the enemy model and then it's a dice off. Because the enemy hero has like better fight value. So as long as they don't roll a 6 or they might their dice to a 6,
yeah.
You might then beat them up, surround them and knock them, and might take them off with that melee. And that's what it comes down. It's quite simple.
Yeah, but then you make it sound simple. So say you've got 3 attacks, you've surrounded the little model.
Yes.
It's in a little triangle, so there's nowhere to go. That's what you want to do.
Yep.
But you've got to fight, what, like fucking 3, 4 if you're lucky?
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your values are. Just who's higher.
No, so your fight's going to be three or four or something.
I'm elite, so it's four.
Four, yeah, whatever. Arrogant's fight's going to be six.
Six.
And he's throwing three attacks.
And only characters.
He's got free might.
Yeah.
And he's got a banner nearby, probably. So he's really rolling four dice. Yeah, yeah. And if he draws or beats you, obviously you're fucked.
Yeah, yeah. If he doesn't,
he's just going to slaughter
you. Unless he rolls very badly, or you do something like you transfix him.
Yeah,
that's the other way to tackle him. Then he will take a lot down before he himself is brought down.
I mean, when I fought against, was it Rid? She's an arrogant.
Uh-huh.
In the army of the dead.
Yeah.
The only way I could do was just feed him a model of turn.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
if you let him into your fucking line, my god.
Yeah, he'll drop one. Move on, drop more.
And when they're heroic, free heroic,
they
could do a heroic combat. So chop a couple down, move into another unit, chop fucking two or three more down.
Doesn't matter how
fucking much armor you got, they're going down.
The SBG game is about heroes.
And managing them.
He's either using them well, managing them, or managing them. It's a resource management game.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what do you do? I mean, the Ring Wraiths do have another tactic, because if there is spellcasters in the game, is that if you heroically transfix one, a hero, that drops half their fight value, half their attacks, rounds up enough, so you can then beat them. You can then beat them quite easily. But that's a harder spell to cast, and it's one that can be resisted.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in fact, anything can be resisted, but it's one they're more likely to throw their will against.
And Arrogant's going to have a fair amount of that.
It's three. So, I mean, you're not going to do it the first time. There's really no way a hero like Aragorn can't not kill some things of yours. You can't take him and have him do no damage to you. That's almost impossible.
No, you've just got to try and mitigate how much damage he does each turn, because he's going to be eating stuff every turn.
Yeah, exactly. The game I won was against Thorin's company. So Thorin, seven dwarves, Thorin was the only one I could affect the courage of, because of the army. They're all fearless, aside from when they're around Thorin. So I reduced Thorin's courage to nothing. So he was too scared to attack my army, and then I could basically ignore him and deal with the other dwarves.
I'm not sure he's as bad as Arrogant, but I'm sure he does some fucking damage.
He's not getting free might a turn. He's basically, but Aragorn without the extra might, the heroic mighty warrior, as it's called.
Yeah, I'm sure he would do some damage.
And he would do. But that was the only way. That was the way I handled him in that game.
And so that's the win you got. Another very thematic list, though. Seven dwarves.
Yeah.
No Snow White.
It's very the Fellowship and Thorin's company. Yeah.
Okay. And what were the other two games?
One was again. What the other evil game I played was? I'm just thinking now. Army of the Dead.
Who was that, Conrad?
No. That was the so Aragorn leading the dead.
Well, that must have been good fun for both terrifying armies.
Oh yeah, I've never rolled so many dice. The only one that wasn't fearless was Aragorn. I've never rolled so many dice in a game to achieve so little. Like honestly, because every time I want to attack him,
even though you're terrified, you still have to roll. Surely the army of the dead don't have to fucking roll.
Yes, they do. Be causing terror doesn't make you immune to terror.
Army of the dead are dead.
Yeah. What are they scared of? Yeah. They have high courage. Yeah, they do have high courage.
They do.
Yeah.
It's like six or something.
Yeah, six basic, and that is a lot. Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah. You have to pass a 10 to pass. Yeah. We rolled so many dice that game. It was hilarious.
So what did you play against Conrad?
He brought only an evil army. Yeah, and I was using my good Minas Tirith army against Uruk-hai. So Boromir versus Lurtz.
Boromir's got that.
Yeah, he did.
Lurtz is the best they have combat-wise, and he ain't that good.
Yeah. So Conrad won the game because of the scenario. He used war drum, and Uruk-hai can move quite fast on that.
A troll with a drum?
No, Uruk-hai with a drum. Mordor Uruk-hai. No, not Mordor. Isengard Uruk-hai.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he'd marched well beyond the central objective.
So they can move nine.
Yeah. So as quick as horses, isn't it? Otherwise. So the fight was in front of the scenario. So when, and actually, I did enough. I killed a lot of Mordor. In that game, my Avenger Bolt Thrower really showed its worth. It shot a lot of Isengard Uruk-hai. But when the game was said and done, Conrad had a position. I tried to get there, but he had jabbed me out with models.
I think it's 2/3 before they even roll for break.
Yeah, exactly.
As well,
all the fight was happening. All in Conrad's. The position was all in Conrad's favour. Yeah, but I really enjoyed using that Minister of Army. It looked nice on the table. It played nice. And Boromir, as a captain of the White Tower, is a badass.
Yeah, he's only got the one fate though, hasn't he? I think he's...
No, in that one he's got more because he's not. There's different profiles for him.
Oh right,
it's not the same profile. So Boromir, as a captain of the White Tower, is a big hero. Boromir in the Fellowship, he's still a mighty hero, but he's not got much. He's only got one fate.
Right, okay. He is a badass.
Yeah.
Badass. Right, okay, cool. So that was a nice event, sounds good.
Yeah, it was. And they say, I'd done a table and that was nice. And now that I've painted both armies, good and evil, I can just expand on them now as I see fit. You know, I'll always be painted for this, playing in that system.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
It's done. And there's a couple more. Another one in Harlow. The club, gaming club, our gaming club's running one.
12th October.
So that's cool.
I'm not sure how that fits in with. Is that not when Chris Orr's running the Ancients? It sounds about the right time for me.
That does ring a bell.
I know, why I didn't commit to it, because I'm pretty sure that is roughly when it is. And I think the Triwizards is in November.
Didn't he speak about a January date?
Has he?
Yeah, I thought
it was October.
Yeah, there was, but I think they're going with January.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. Then there's a chance.
Yeah.
It's on a Saturday, which is always good for me.
Yeah.
Right, so I'll talk to you about what... I haven't done fuck all, as always. I didn't even do magic this week. I watched Game of Thrones. I'm doing magic this week because I'm not that arsed about Game of Thrones. I'll watch it.
It's called a hate.
It's not called a hate.
So Barry signed the petition?
I did not sign the fucking petition.
Why did you share it around then? Tell
everybody
about it.
Because I was telling everybody how sad it was that people thought they could change the world by making a petition about Game of Thrones.
So you signed it?
No, you signed it. Fucking blow hard. Anyway, Game of Thrones. So, Blood Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what I want to talk about.
Blood Bowl 2020.
So, I'm on Twitter. And sometimes on Twitter, people share things that don't last very long in the world.
Right.
Twitter's the kind of place where stuff gets shared and then taken down, but it's too late.
Right.
It's been shared.
Right.
So, Cyanide.
Yes. The computer games company.
Who made Blood Bowl 1 and Blood Bowl 2.
Yes.
Are releasing Blood Bowl 3.
The computer game.
Right. In 2020.
Right.
But they accidentally let slip that it would be released to coincide with the release of the new Games Workshop edition of Blood Bowl. And it also spoiled the fact that there would be significant rules changes.
Yes.
To the new edition
of
Blood Bowl.
Right.
So it wouldn't be the same game.
Yeah.
As it has been.
Okay.
And obviously that meant that most Blood Bowl players are long beards.
Yeah.
And very, very change resistant.
Yeah, the worst community change.
Yeah,
they are dead against it. You know, anything, ever, any change ever. Yeah,
So that was what? And the uproar was swift.
Was it?
And it was taken down almost instantly.
Okay.
But it's already out there in the world now. So there's a new reboot, is the best word, of Blood Bowl coming in 2020.
That's a proper leak. Yeah.
Games Workshop don't do leaks.
You only
find out on Thursday what's coming out Friday. So it's going to be big. I'm betting things you're going to get fucking Bretonians and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
You might even get. Do you think they go Stormcast or do you think they'll just stick in Chaos Warriors?
Oh, I see. Change the world. Do you think they'll bring Age of Sigmar?
Well, I don't know how you could move it into the Age of Sigmar world. It was always a bit of a farce, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The fact that there's this sports game.
Yeah. That just is. It said it was its own copied world, wasn't it? I think it wasn't set timeline. It's in the Warhammer world. Yes, it's the Warhammer world, but an alternative universe. I think that's how they did it. Because it was why are these armies that are killed? Why are these races that really hate each other stopping and playing Blood Bowl?
Well, it was just, it was a farce, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that'd be really interesting. Because,
It does need a reboot.
I wondered why they kind of not gone as far as they expected with the releases. Because they've released a few bits more.
Yes, they have.
They haven't released a lot, have they?
of Blood Bowl teams.
Yeah.
Not compared to what a company with two factories could do. Yeah, you're right.
And you've seen how, I mean, they sell quick.
Yeah, massive.
I mean, they sell like the fucking pictures, they sell out instantly.
Gone. Yeah, their print runs don't last.
Gone, boom, jump, boom, bang.
As soon as they're on, they're sold.
So I think it'll be big. I think it'll be a big reboot. I'm not sure it'll suit people. I'm not sure.
I hope. Well, no, it genuinely, it does. Okay, Blood Bowl does need a big old rules overhaul because to me, it is a bit stale now, Blood Bowl. No, it's very, a bit stale. It's very stale. You know, like, because it's a single D6 system.
Yeah.
That, and the way the rules are, that in skills progression, like, block and dodge are everything. That's it. That's all you ever choose for skills.
A guard if you're dwarf.
Yeah, but that's because you already have block and you can't get dodge. You know, like,
so you have the anti-dodge of tackle anyway.
Yeah. So it's like, it doesn't, I mean, it's a great game. It is a great game.
But the game is solved.
It's solved, yeah.
Completely and utterly from the fucking ground up, solved. Everything's broken into tiers, you know, where everything stands, you know, which skill progressions to take.
Yeah.
Everything is fucking solved in
exactly
that game.
And there is obviously there's obviously a lot of player skill in there
and there's a lot of randomness because it's a fucking single D6 and you can roll a one
but it's so it needs to change. I hope that doing something in the game is more than one dice personally. I hope that it's
well now they've gone big billy balls down the rabbit hole of like these kind of, what do they call it, where they're custom dice?
Yes.
So they have like buckets of fucking, everything's got fucking custom dice now. So I'm sure they're going to do custom dice.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
For everything.
Yeah.
You'll have a block dice, a fucking dodge dice, a fucking throw dice, catch dice.
I wonder if Jervis Johnson's going to write it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the biggest problems is the rules have said forever that there is a fucking turn limit and it's never fucking been enforced and it makes me want to.
I've never played an event that has that. I mean, I've
played online once enforced. Yeah, 2 minutes online.
Yeah, I've put myself on time limits because you remember that time when I went and
2 minute turn.
Yeah, and it was fun. It was easy. You know, like it was. It made the game a sports game. You know, like you don't have in sport you don't have forever to make decisions. You know, you've got to make a decision. So, I think it works really well with a turn limit.
We talked about this in the past before, but I mean, what broke my back as well as heart was seeing the game go over two nights.
Yeah.
And they're 4 hour fucking meetings.
I know.
And it went over.
Yeah.
Into another night.
Yeah, like cricket.
To come back next week.
Yeah, to finish it off.
To finish a fucking game of Blood Bowl.
I know. Procrastination.
What do they call it? Decision, like where your brain can't make the decision.
Yeah.
Decision, like inaction, overload or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Paralysis.
Paralysis by procrastination.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that'd be really interesting. To, obviously, Big
that's
D.
A, that's a massive league.
Yeah. Massive league.
What was Big D like about it?
Like normal Blood Bowl,
Rage.
The world's ending.
Maybe it's
going to be good.
Yeah. No, I think it, well, we'll see. I mean, that's brand new news to me.
What I would say is there's a good quote about Varies again. That probably came from the books.
Yeah.
And let's be a book wanker about this. And he said, every time a Targaryen's born, they flip a coin. Every time GW do a fucking reboot, they flip a coin.
Flip a coin.
It's going to come out like Age of Sigmar if you're really unlucky. Or it'll come out like, I don't know, like fucking that night. What was that Nighthawk game? Nightgore? What was the fucking game you played?
What?
The Shadow Shitspire. Shadespire.
Underworlds.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean,
I'll never come to terms with what they did to Warhammer Fantasy because that was just fucking diabolical, innit? I don't think you could say they had to do it because
there's a lot of followers for Age of Sigmar now in terms of it has a decent player base.
Good luck to them.
Well, yeah, I mean, not much. I mean, the latest.
It looks nothing like the game I ever fucking played.
No. I mean, like the latest White Dwarf I get White Dwarf has an Age of Sigmar battle report in it, and it is just unreadable, basically. You know, like is it? Because I've been going through a lot of old White Dwarfs recently.
How did you do?
Yeah, no, because I'd gotten the stuff from clearing out my parents' house. Of stuff, and I was like, I'll look through all these things. And then once I've read them, I throw it. I'll tell you what, the quality of battle reports back from 20 years ago was much better. You know,
what do you think with computers they'd be able to do it better now?
No, not in terms of the production, But in terms of the writing of it, and, you know, like the narrative given in the description of the game, much, much better, you know, than current battle reports, which are just not good. So I've really enjoyed reading old battle reports, because they're a lot more, I don't know, like
Yeah, but maybe they have to use a lot of, like, artistic license now, because if it's anything like... Everybody's got fucking forward rerolls and everything.
Yeah.
Everything's forward to hit. Everything's a fucking reroll.
Yeah.
It's like the game. Yeah. What's that? We needed fours to hit. And the rerolling fours and the fucking rerolling.
I give you a perfect example of like an old school battle report. Is in the style they're done compared to now. Yeah. Because you're right. Because nowadays it's a bit too clinical. But so in this one I was reading from like 20 something years ago, it was a fantasy, or whatever edition of fantasy it was, well, that would have been like 5th or 6th edition fantasy. Major flaws in the game, you can see, like from a harsh look at the rule set, like they use, it's like, man, there's some limitations in this game system.
Well, that was back in fucking days of wheeling and
So and one of the players was called Nigel Stillerman, and he was some GW employee from quite a while ago. Anyway, and he was playing against the current a grand tournament champion of Warhammer, a non-company man.
Yeah.
So it was Dark Elves versus Chaos. Tiny armies on both sides. The Chaos army, particularly, is
so it's a hero hammer.
Oh yeah, because Chaos champions were seriously good models, at that time. So the Chaos army's tiny. Anyway, the Dark Elf player, he loses one bolt thrower randomly at the start of the game. Some Chaos gift, some random event just kills the crew. And it's like, oh, okay. So the second bolt thrower, instead of shooting it for 3 turns, he manoeuvres with it. He moves it around a bit of scenery that he's placed it next to. And you're like, what is he doing? Like, it was in a position.
This is the employee, yeah.
Yeah, no, this is the staff member.
Yeah, this is the staff member rather than the world champion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're like, what is he doing? Dragging a piece of artillery, say, 4-5 inches a turn, instead of firing it.
Anything.
Yeah, and, he's placed it next to this thing. So he's completely engineered this situation. And the point of it, like, and he's dragging it around this wood so he can, like, get a flank shot off. So, and then he finally gets in, like, three... So it's a 5-turn game. 3 turns he spent moving the thing. Gets in position, fires the thing, rolls badly, kills one marauder.
The
cheapest, Chaos
six
model. And
model.
The photo they took of him doing it. Like, it's just hilarious. It's funny. It's just like, he's looking at the camera with his really like, I'm annoyed look. With his tape measure out. And it's like, I spent 4 turns setting that up, but that's what I did. And it's just, so they're taking themselves less seriously, for a start.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's cool. And also the armies they were using are far more limited because the ranges of models they had painted, like these studio armies, was limited.
Right.
These armies aren't like they aren't, you would say, like they aren't armies that the gamers would use. They are the armies the models painted of. So anyway, a little aside.
So it's good. So they're going to toss the dice, flip the coin, and we'll see. If they cheer or what was the quote for the Targaryens? If the
half the coin decides if they're mad or not.
All right, basically, if we're going to cry or laugh.
I really hope it's good because Blood Bowl is a lovely idea for a game system, and I really hope that it is good. So I really hope they check out. I hope the rules are unrecognisable from what they are.
Just
now.
Enforcing the turn limit is not enough because people ignore that anyway. It's in the fucking rules now.
The thing is it will still be a sports game. It will still be you need to score touchdowns to win the said game, but all the mechanics can be completely.
Oh, I'll
different.
Tell you what. I'll tell you what. And I was tidying my like loft area up, and I found a little Blood Bowl tournament. I didn't win many Blood Bowl events, but I did win a little one day.
All right.
With what else?
Yeah, of course. Like, no news.
Because if you want to win a one day fucking event, take what else?
Take what else? Yeah. Ben.
The number of games that. If you're not playing what else, you can't pass the fucking ball.
No.
You can't take orcs and pass the fucking ball. Like, throw the ball and attempt to catch it.
Not with reliability.
Or humans, or fucking Amazons, or any of this shit. The game just degenerates into just having to hand it off as few times as possible. Stick it up your jumper. Score twice if you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally, turn them over, score once, and that's it. Just hold the ball for fucking 15 turns.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it shouldn't be so hard to throw a ball and fucking catch a ball.
In Blood Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there can be an element of it can go wrong and people could intercept.
But you're limited because of a single D6 system. The best result you can have is a 2+, and the worst result is a 6. It doesn't leave a lot of scope for like something as simple. Like if you change it to a 2d6 system or a d10, you have more entries. Like you could still have Wood Elves pass a ball on a 2+ on a d10, but it allows like
to gradiate the others.
Yeah.
Because I mean, some of the things that used to make me laugh, like Kemri have a fucking thrower. Agility 2 thrower? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, the best he'll do is a 4+. Well, you might as well just hand it off. You know,
exactly.
Like,
what the fuck am I doing with an agility 2 thrower? You've got to be mad. He's got fucking. You've got a pass.
Well, he is
dead.
Like,
yeah, anyway, Blood Bowl, it's a great game. I played the living piss out of it when I was younger, but you kind of grow out of it. You just get
it's a game system that has a finite amount of replayability to it because it's only got one scenario, the game, the sports game itself. And once you've
said about football, mate.
What?
It's only got one scenario. You scored a goal.
What is it? Were you talking about like a
real football
game?
People play. Millions of people play football every week.
Yeah.
It's only one scenario.
Yeah, but that's not war. We're talking about war games, Barry. That's a physical activity.
Okay. Very nice, sir.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today. Soft foam, hard cases.
Right, so now we're going to talk about Warmaster 2019.
Yes, we've
got Warmaster.
So this is the event, the main topic of the event we're playing in. And we're going to talk about our army lists first, as structured. So shall I go first?
If you like, sure.
So I'm going to use Skaven.
Ladies first.
And this is my list. I'm going to go with 15 clan rats.
What?
15. 4 units of Storm Vermin.
15, 1, 5, yes. Not exploiting that fucking cheapness, are you?
Yes.
Why are they fucking cheap?
What?
Why are they cheaper?
Because they've got no command. Because their generals are command resistance 20.
Mm-hmm.
4 units of Storm Vermin, 4 units of Rat Swarms, 4 units of Gutter Runners, 2 units of Rat Ogres, a Doom Wheel, a Screaming Bell, a Grey Seer, 2 Heroes, and 2 Warlocks. It gives me a breakpoint of 16. And it can give a scout value. I can put all the rat gut runners there. A scout value of 12.
I think you have to state your scout.
Yes.
It's not like I decide big game by game.
No, that's what I'll be. Never. My scout value will be 12 because that'll be all the gut runners. Who I don't even have to set up. Yeah.
Cunning. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, because they can infiltrate. Yeah.
Well, you surely can't claim their scouting if they're not fucking on the table.
Yes, I can.
I think that sounds a bit rules exploring. I will assume the gen.
That were not rules exploring at all, but that's what I'm doing. And if
I'm not sure you can have them a scout and off
yes,
the table.
Yes, you can.
How?
Because it's fucking crazy. That's how they scout.
That's the opposite of scouting.
Anyway, whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah, like because the army's so big, I don't care about like scenery.
The blob.
Yeah, I don't care.
The dinner plate. How much command have you got in this fucker? 5.
5. Yeah. So, I'm probably now. It is gone big, and it's gone for a lot of gut runners. I will mostly be commanding this army as a big central blob.
The blob.
Yeah.
The dinner plate.
I think it will be one big blob and one smaller blob. Yeah. Depending on
counter blob.
Yeah, the counter blob. There's no point with Skaven. I've realised there's no point thinking too over much about setup. Because
what about scenarios?
Well, scenarios is a separate point we're coming on to.
No, because I'm just saying maneuverability ain't your fucking set list.
Not really. Yeah, like nor subtlety. Like
the blob is coming.
Yeah, I'm like the Night King attacking Winterfell. I'm just like that's all I do. That's what I'm doing.
With your halberdiers.
And the gutter runner. Like I've gone gutter runner heavy. You could do a list which is 8 gutter runners strong.
Why would you want to do such a thing?
Exactly. But I think the gutter runners are the answer here. Like,
that's what the question is.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's talking about lists, because we've got expectations, separate thing. So that is what I'm running. What are you running?
That's a very interesting list, sir. Mm-hmm. I'm running my stock Lizardman tournament list.
Because
I'm just lazy and I just picked up a box.
So
it's got 4 skinks.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you have to take 4 skinks.
They'll be killed by gutter runners.
If we're playing, I'll find another solution to that.
Yeah.
8 Saurus.
I don't have to kill 4 of them because I'll kill 4 of the gutter runners.
They'll be on the front. Yeah. They'll be guarding the. So pound for pound, the best troops in the game. So we get 8 of them bad boys,
yeah, yeah.
2 brigades of 4, unless they're skink guarding.
Yeah.
And then I might take a leaf out of your orc books, and I might have a brigade of 4.
Ah, okay.
That's the anvil.
They might change your tactics.
And the anvil. Yeah. And then have 4 Saurus each backed up by a skink.
It's something we should do when we're talking about events. We should hypotheticalise what our two armies would do against each other. That's quite a good idea.
Try and fucking run my stuff down your throat and kill 16 units.
I'd run away from you until I got the skinks. Yeah, like.
What do you want me to do? All I can do is hit you with 4 cold ones in the front.
Yep.
Just to try and eat as much as possible. Because, pterodons don't do dick, short fellas. What are they going to do?
No, what are they going to pick on?
There's nothing to pick on.
The moment they lose, they get chased.
Killed.
Yeah.
So you just hit you in the front with the Saurus and the cold ones.
So, yeah, talk about the rest of your list.
We're almost finished.
Yeah.
So we've got 2 pterodons.
Yeah.
Because they're very, very good. Best flyers in the game.
Yeah, fair enough.
They've got shooting.
Yep.
They're like eagles.
Yep.
We've got movement spell.
Yep.
So, this is why the Lizardman list, it's not like good because it's fancy. Mm. It's got some intricate, like, command decisions to make because of your general and how he works or doesn't work. But basically, it's because you've got skinks. All right, you've got fucking skinks. You don't want to have skinks. You've got them. What do you want to do? Live with it. But I don't go down this, I'm going to bring salamanders and try and make them good. Because they ain't going to be good. You're just wasting more points on this shit. Just hide these fuckers in a corner behind your army, if possible in a wood, and don't let anybody get to them.
Yeah. Which is a sound tactic for most armies. Unless you've got gut runners, you can turn up anywhere.
If I'm defended,
yeah.
You're still going to find
fair,
it hard.
Fair fight. Yeah, be fair fight. I've got death frenzy on my
Would help.
Yeah, like, that'll tip the balance.
That would help. So we got Saurus, pound for pound, best infantry in the game.
Can't deny that.
It's my favourite profile, unless we're going on something wonky like
Demons.
Demons are the same. What's the flavour? Those fucking Norse madmen.
Huskarls.
And then you've got cold ones.
Yeah. Always
best cavalry in the game.
Hard to dispute. Go on.
So they've got 4 attacks.
Yep.
4 of armour.
Yep.
You're only allowed 4 of them. You're fucking taking 4 of them.
Yep.
And you've got some of the best flies in the game. And that's it. So you've got 2 of those, 4 of those,
list
4 of those,
8
of those.
Yeah.
Then what else you got left?
You should take some Temple Guard and some Croxagore.
Fuck all there, mate.
Yeah, and then some salamanders to buff out the skinks.
So I've got, you've got to take the general, even though he doesn't do a lot.
Well, yeah, because you have to take the general. Well, so what's the character setup then?
So you've got to take 3 skinks.
Yep.
Because they don't have any attacks.
Yep.
But they're actually leadership 8 and they can use the general's ship, have 3 leadership 9 generals if the world's running your way.
First skinks 8 to begin with?
Yeah, they're heroes.
Right, okay. Heroes, yeah.
But with no attacks.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
As you would.
Never commit them.
And then you've got 2 wizards who are pretty good.
Yeah.
And cheap, which is good.
Yep.
Because when my movement spell costs me a wizard every time, generally, because unlike your empire or whatever, or the vampire counts, mm-hmm. I have to actually join the unit.
Yeah,
and the unit goes in, and the unit doesn't generally come back.
That's right.
Especially against Skaven, and they ain't coming back ever. So, and then we give a ring of magic, because if we want the movement spell to go off, we want it to go off. And then a dispel scroll to keep things under control. Especially your death frenzies or raised deads or whatever shenanigans.
Yep.
And then we even have the points to use on a Saurus character.
Mm.
So he's a fighty character. He can't order for shit. I think he's like Legion 6 or something. Like a goblin. But he's got two attacks. And you can stick him on a Carnosaurus or whatever the fuck
it is. His mount.
There's a 5-point sword. That's all I can afford. It's about 115 points, but he's really fighty.
Yeah, he's fighty.
So I think he's like 4 attacks and terror.
Yeah. Nice.
And he's completely expendable.
Yeah.
Which is not the... I mean, if you take a high off dragon, you're paying 200 points, and he definitely isn't expendable.
No, he's not expendable.
But this guy's, like, as cheap as you can get, and completely expendable.
Yeah.
Like, basically a goblin with more fighty.
Yeah.
So the list writes itself. It's like, I only break 9, but as long as you're only exposing good stuff, it's not that easy for them to get the 9.
And it won't, you know, most of the time you can only, you don't need to expose the weak stuff because it's very hard for the opponent to get to your stuff that you're sheltering. Yeah.
So how they're better than most other armies is that, say your Empire Knights charged by cold ones. That's a fair battle.
Yeah, it's a fair battle, same attacks,
If I charge you,
it's more me.
It's like 5 against 3 for each stand.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get like 66% more attacks.
Yeah, and you should win.
Infantry, even if you've got good infantry, which is like the 3-3-5 stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
If you charge me, it's a fair battle.
Fair battle.
If I charge you, I get so and if I make you charge me into scenery, forget about it. So that's the power of Blizzard, man. There's nothing clever about them. It's just fucking, they got good stuff for each. Each choice is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
So
while we're on the subject of lists, what do we think the GOAT and the Gent are going to bring?
Oh, I know what the Gent's bringing.
Oh, okay.
He's not being very gentlemanly.
Oh, what's he bringing?
What do you think would be ungentlemanly to bring?
He's been playing a lot of Kislev recently.
Yes, well, that's gentlemanly, isn't it? So what would be the most broken as balls thing he could try and bring?
Well, he doesn't have a Wood Elf army, does he?
Well, that's exactly what he's bringing.
The Gent is bringing Wood Elves?
Yes. Not so gentlemanly.
Not so gentlemanly now.
Shit. Yeah. I fucking hate fighting Wood Elves.
Wood Elves?
They're bastards.
Okay. Oh, wow. I mean,
I've had some funny games against
him. Yeah, I'm sure that he can find the models to do one because he's very good at that.
He is.
But that's cool. Right.
And I haven't seen any restrictions on the woods.
No. Oh no!
He has to sacrifice his
war dancers. Pay some points for him. Yeah,
25 points.
Of course, expect some filth.
It was funny. I think when I fought him and he moved it, he closed the fucking blinkers on my guns by moving woods in front of him. It's like, what is this? What the fuck is this? Jim's, and I'm not sure what Janus is using. It doesn't really fucking
matter. It doesn't matter, does it, with Janus?
Just hopefully it's not fucking dwarves.
It's like Federer walking out of court one. Oh, has he got his favourite racket? Does it matter?
No,
like,
it doesn't really matter.
It's like the mountain. Like, what do you, does it matter who you're facing, mountain?
Oh, now that was a good scene.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about much Game of Thrones today, but when he was fucking stabbing him in the eye.
Stabbing,
just fucking die!
Just die!
I want you fucking... He's laughing. He was an ugly bastard, right?
Pretty ugly by the end of it, yeah. A lot of prosthetics.
I'm not even sure the fall would kill him, you know? Maybe the fire would kill him.
Yeah. Something would kill him.
Well, you hope so, but he's already dead, mate.
I don't know what he was. Right, and you never will know, because they're not going to explain. That's our list. So, we need to talk about the scenarios. So, what is the event we are playing in? So, which I will just pull up now.
So I do have problems in the same respect as you do, that my command is really fucking awkward. Not quite as bad as yours.
No.
But because your
mine is awful.
Because you've got the fucking bin lid approach.
Yes. Yeah.
Whereas I try and keep it a little bit more flexible than
just
that.
A bit more flexible than that.
But it's still awkward. You can only order within 20.
Yeah.
But I've got cavalry as well, which gives me a little bit more range.
Strange. They can move about 50 centimetres a turn.
Yeah. And even if... I think you can't go more... Well, you could go... Oh, fuck it, you could get to it. It's almost the back of the
position. A good turn for me will be to move my central blob 2 orders. That means they'll move about 30 centimetres forward. That's a good turn. Right. A bad turn is to move 10. Okay, so let's talk about the actual event we're playing in. 3 rounds.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. 3 rounds, 2,000 points, standard. Yeah, Swiss as well. So random first
full
draw.
Swiss.
Full Swiss.
Oh.
Random draw and then full Swiss. Scoring is done by VPs. So, remember, you cannot score more victory points than your opponent if your army is forced to withdraw. Makes sense. Games be played until an army is forced to withdraw, either by breakpoint or having their general killed. 2.5 hour time limit is reached, and both players are taking an equal number of turns.
How's that going to work with the 2.5 hour time?
Well, I'm guessing when it gets to that time, they've got a bit of flex time to give you.
Well, that could be quite a long.
Well, it wouldn't be for you, would it? But like, it wouldn't be.
But also, so say that you're in your turn and you're the first player.
We've got to play your turn.
And the 2.5 hours finished.
Mm-hmm. Well, you probably wouldn't start that turn. They'll give a 20-minute warning.
Oh, there we go.
Strategy cards.
Ooh.
Before each game, each player randomly selects three strategy cards, which may only be played from the upcoming battle. They have taken this example from a Warmaster article, so they might have expanded on it. The strategy cards will be drawn from three decks, and they are character, combat, and terrain. No more than one terrain card may be taken by each per player. There's no limits on the other choices. Each card will describe where and when it can be played and what its effects are. It's very simple. Only one card can be played in the same unit, character, terrain piece at the same time. And before the start of the first round, players will be dealt cards in a random order. For the second and third rounds, the lowest ranked player will be dealt first, and the next player will be dealt in ascending order. There you go.
Okay.
All cards, both used and unused, will be returned to their decks at the start of each round, and the decks will be reshuffled.
Okay.
That's fine. They're providing all the scenery, so we don't have to worry about that. So, scenarios. Hold the ground, which is five objective counters we're placing the battlefield on. Paraphrasing a little, just for space. One objective is dead centre, and then you take it in turns placing the others, which have got to be 30 centimetres away from another objective. Can't be in deployment zones or impassable terrain. Makes sense. You set up as normal with scouting. Normal rules for holding an objective, a non-confused unit.
I think this is the one with the video we talked about last time that Ian...
And at the end of the game, if you're holding an objective, it's uncontested, it's worth an extra 100 VPs to your score.
Interesting.
Game
so,
two.
So, just let me list this out. So, it's a secondary condition, really, because if you don't win, it's fucking meaningless.
Yeah, so my point of this, and to, not to be critical, but the problem is, because it's not cumulative scoring... It doesn't really matter, you know. Like it only comes into play at the end of the game. I won't really interact with those objectives at all in my game because it doesn't matter. I'm either win this game, you know, and I've done the VPs I need to win it. I've won the game, or I've lost it and I haven't. You know, it doesn't. I don't mind scoring less if you follow. Like if it was a way to end the game, if it was cumulative scoring, and once you've got a certain amount of objective points, you've won. Then it does matter.
Yeah, because like what was the fucking capture the tower ship? Yes. Wizard's tower ship, where you could actually break the army and lose.
Yeah.
I've broken the army and drawn in that bastard many times.
The latest iteration I've done of Winter Roller goes scenarios to cumulative scoring because otherwise that doesn't matter. Yeah, you know, like
well, it does matter.
What?
It definitely does matter because we just said you can.
Well, you can
break your opponent and lose.
You need to, objectives need to be a third way to win that round. You know, not an add-on.
So the issue that I can already see for me is like I've got a relatively small elite castle-y army.
That's going to be in five different places.
Yeah, but I can't be putting fucking stuff out on a flank just to hold an objective.
No. Which is worth 100 points.
And
like,
if I lose...
How many points is your cavalry?
140.
So you're going to put 140 unit to hold 100 VPs?
No. Because if I lose the game, the fucking objectives mean nothing because I've lost the game.
Yeah.
You can't win the tournament without winning three games.
Yeah.
So whether or not I win them big or win them small doesn't matter. First job, you've got to win them.
We'll win them, exactly. Yeah,
so that doesn't mean you don't get any objectives because if you're likely to win, you can send your flyers off to grab them and
exactly.
stuff. And you can
they're
do
like,
other things.
Yeah,
and,
there are other things, yeah.
Yeah.
So, the game two, Spoils of War. So this uses five loot counters, which are placed in the same way as objectives. One dead centre, placed in the others.
Okay.
Must be over 30 centimetres away, can't be in deployment zones or impossible terrain.
Mm-hmm.
Loot counters can be picked up and carried by units.
Skinks.
A unit may only carry a single loot counter.
Yep.
To pick up a counter, it moves on. It must end its move on the counter.
Right.
And only infantry, cavalry and chariots, anything can carry a magic item. You know, like, can carry these things.
Okay.
While you've got a loot counter, you're at -1 to command.
Ugh.
And if you lose a round of combat, you drop the loot counter.
Who? If the unit's holding,
if the unit carrying a loot counter loses a round of combat,
even a support.
Yeah, it's lost a round of combat.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Okay. Then if you hold these loot counters, every one at the end of the game is worth 100 points.
That's fucking no point again.
Exactly. Yeah. So
I don't mean to be mean, Steven, I'm just saying. I haven't looked at the scenario, so I'm like, so why would I even bother trying to fucking carry this thing at minus command and just drop the fucking thing anyway?
It's actually a negative.
Just grab it at the end.
Yeah, it's a negative to hold during the game.
So if I'm going to win at this turn, I'll send stuff to try and grab counters.
Yeah. The only thing with me, if I've got some banged up units, they'll go off and try and get these things.
I think they might get caught in the open and slaughtered.
But they might do, but who cares? You're like,
any more cheese when it's coming from?
More cheese when I came from. Like, I won't be breaking my army up to go get
it's
these.
Funny
things.
How your army is so different to mine. Mine's like elite, small, just a fucking mess. Just a fucking sprawling, never ending fucking mountains of fucking rats.
60, what's your breakpoint?
9, sir.
So I can lose almost twice as many as you.
You will, sir. There's cold ones coming.
And then the third round is pitch battle. That's it.
Oh, so the third one's just straight up?
Yep.
No, just victory points is victory points.
Yep. Third one is regular game.
Okay, so it's not you can't ignore the objectives or the loot counters. You just have to be careful when you go for them.
Yep.
And don't lose the game trying to get objectives.
So if you lose the game because you're trying to play the scenario, that's no good. You've got to win the game first.
Yeah, and the only way you can win the game is breaking.
Yeah.
You can't win with the scenario.
With both those scenarios, if they changed it so the objectives were cumulative scoring with an objective point, and the loot counters were cumulative scoring with like a loot point, and if you got enough of them, you'd win the game then, and you'd score a certain amount of VPs for doing it, then personally, that's the better scenarios.
But you gotta learn as you go.
Yes.
So
This is their first event.
I think. That's exactly right. Yeah. So a scenario is better than no scenario.
Oh god, yeah. Yeah.
But then you've got to learn when to play the scenario, when to not win. The scenario means nothing unless you win.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I hold all the objectives or all the loot counters and lose the game, I still lose.
Yeah. You don't like in a win loss. Like, who decides who won or lost? You've lost.
So I get 0 points.
You get 0 points.
And the other guy gets 1 point.
And then you get some objective points.
Tournament points. And then the victory points. Yeah. I can't get more than you anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you just kill my general...
Yeah.
And you
I'm
get...
limited to 150.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, that's just the system we're playing in.
Yeah,
so at least I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people start fanning around, spreading their army out, and just ram it down their throat.
Doesn't matter.
Break them and there we go.
Enjoy it. Make yourself weaker for me, that's fine. So, expectations. So I guess I'll go. Now, my expectation is I'm trying to push Skaven through an event and do well. Now, I define well by obviously winning, like said games, but there won't be draws in this system, so I can't get draws. I'd have accepted draws as doing well.
You can't.
Yeah, I say, like, as in, I can't get it. This one doesn't allow draws.
Why does no game allows a draw, does it?
How does
this not allow a draw if you're not broken?
Oh, okay, right. Anyway, I'll decide after that game is done. Like, if I've lost it, I'll decide if I've done well. I'll make a call on that. Yeah,
if it's a draw.
If it was I lost, but I was very close to winning, and that was a much better army than me, then
hang on a minute, you can't call losses fucking success. What the fuck is this?
You haven't been playing Skate.
I was going to say if it's a draw, I might consider that a success. No, it's like as long as I don't lose too bad.
As long as they
weren't playing orcs.
Yeah. I go against wood elves, right? And they're like, and they got their forests of doom.
What are they going to do against you? There's millions of you.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just be everywhere at once.
There's millions, and you've got those rat swarms. They don't care about all these fucking. Getting pincushion.
Nope, it's mad to me.
I mean, the terrain might slow you down.
Yeah, but I'll just be all together, so I'll slowly go forward.
Blobby. My objective would be to try and kill the Screaming Bell somehow. I don't know how.
Jim's find telling me not to take it.
Not to take what?
Not to take the Screaming Bell.
Oh, bollocks! Yeah. Fucker! This is the most... This is the most broken thing in your list.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's some things you have to take that make your list unique.
Make your list fucking work.
Yeah.
What are you going to do without that?
Fail to move.
That gives every everybody the plus one command.
Yeah, yeah. Makes,
for the general.
Makes me have three command nine characters.
Yeah, it's like my stuff.
Yeah.
My divine guidance.
Yeah.
But can't be lost.
Can't be lost.
Whereas if I fuck up on, you've got to be so careful. I'll order. Oh shit! Now fucking my old turn's Fanny. Fanny, I can't order anything.
Yeah.
So yeah. Whereas like, oh well, fail. He'll have a go.
Yeah,
go on, this wizard have a go.
Have a go.
He can go first.
It's Command 6 Saurus Hero.
He'll have a go. Fuck it, get in there.
So.
And he says not to take it. What? Because you should have a bigger army.
I mean, there comes a point where my army's big enough, you know.
That's a big army. I mean, it's good. It's all. The issue is always the issue with it. It's like, apart from your elite stuff, which is a reasonable amount
Yeah.
There's some rogues, a couple of
them. I'm not taking any plague monks.
Whatever. They just go down as quick as everything else.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why. I mean, this time, that's enough. There's lots of different, there's different builds I can see with Skaven, but this one is numbers and more gunner runners.
The problem is always hard stuff, fighting hard stuff, where they just mince you and do nothing and then walk away. And then you charge them, they mince you, you do nothing, they walk away.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I get against a Chaos Army and there's a
elephant.
Oh my god, elephants.
Boo!
No! Not elephants! They just came so good!
Fairy bastards getting trampled to death.
No!
So, I don't know how you get past that, because you can't. I mean, you could try and fanny around with all the laser cannons and stuff, but
there is
just them.
There's a tactics I've been thinking about with Skaven where, like, I attack by. Not in the traditional way.
Fighting without fighting.
I'll try to give an example. Like, so the enemy brigade's in front of me.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, in this unique scenario, it's unsupported. It's four units together.
Of what?
Of whatever. Like,
I wouldn't be worried about how it is.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It matters.
But like, so the way, my army approaches it, much bigger, is it comes up to that brigade.
Yeah.
It doesn't charge it,
no.
But it just starts enveloping it. So it starts coming, basically, like I do an approach order.
Right, okay.
And then I do another order where I start bringing them around my sides. And then if I caught off a third order then, I come in on all flanks.
And just win my combat
rest. Just in my sheer fucking numbers.
Well, you're not winning by fighting, are you?
No.
Combat res.
No.
Just I've got like 20 support.
I've
got no support because I'm all fighting.
Yeah.
I've killed 40 of you.
So the chances are I fail the second order, so my blob is right in your face of your stuff, and your stuff like can charge me and like and do some damage, and hopefully I get some attrition, but ultimately I can start enveloping it. You know, because if I get a second order off and I am in all positions, then I can come in on initiative the next turn.
I think if you get round three sides, that should be enough anyway.
I think only Skaven have the kind of just sheer numbers just to do that. As in, like, I'm going to just be. Literally, it'd be like a brown mass encircling round a brigade and then gobbling it up. Over a couple of turns. Yeah, even attacking with Skaven is different. Like, I don't actually have to charge in my turn. I can let him come in, do some damage, and while I'm slowly coming round him.
I like the idea.
Yeah, so, it looked cool.
It's like,
and also, gutter runners will play well into that because they can be one of the sides if I get the orders off. Yeah, because they just appear in this convenient wood. Yeah. Yeah, it's so anyway, that's my expectations are. I don't expect to win the event, but I'm trying to do well. I need to do well in at least two games of the three.
Two wins.
Yeah, I need two wins.
That's what I got for. If you get two wins, I think in the last tournament I got a win, a draw, and a loss.
So what's your expectation?
Two wins.
Two wins.
If you lose to Jan, is in the final one.
Ain't no shame in that.
Fucking do.
Jan is with Wood Elves.
Hopefully he's not using Wood Elves as well. Oh my god. Sweet Lord.
It's the goat versus the gen with Wood Elves. Both with Wood Elves. The archery is fearsome.
They say that the battle is lost in the castle.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So he's lost in his brain before he fights him. He can't do it. You got to get over that hump, Jim. You got to beat him.
So
break the voodoo curse.
Let's ask about the event. So
two wins. We're both looking for two wins.
Both looking for two wins. And yeah, if I pull off two wins, I'm content that I can then move on. You know, like to a different army.
But once I get a loss, I tend to back off.
Yes.
So like, yeah. I had a couple in the last tournament. I had a couple of chances to beat. I think it was Stuart.
Yeah.
And I couldn't roll a fucking eight. Yeah. But like, and then whatever. So once I'd lost that game, the round three, we just play for a draw because it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. I do have some unique Skaven dice that I'm using.
Unique dice?
Well, so since I last used Skaven in Warmaster, Age of Sigmar did Skaven book and they did Skaven dice for them.
Of course they did.
So I bought some Skaven dice. Yeah, they're cool. They like they got a Skaven symbol for the six.
How many are there?
20.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, 20.
Good number.
Yeah, yeah, so it's cool. It's like, it looks cool. Yeah. See if the lucky Skaven dice can help me.
Okay, so next time you hear from us, we'll be after the event.
Yeah, we'll do a wrap up of post event. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, man. You seen those 10mm ogres, man? I gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man, I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
So, welcome back to episode 170.
Yes,
it's gonna
is that
be
right?
Quick. It's going to be quick, because I looked at how much we've recorded on the way here, and it's an hour, and I don't like to do much more than an hour, because I find it difficult to find more than an hour to listen to anything, so yeah. An hour is what we want to aim for. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a quick wrap-up here of episode 117, and then we're going to do episode 118 on the car on the way home.
Yep.
So it's now Saturday evening, 10 to 7. Event's finished.
Yep.
We'll talk about event in the next episode. But otherwise, we'd have to rush through, and there's a lot to fucking talk about at this event. Not least of which is how we've completely fucked up the scoring and how it would work until we got to the event and then realised what the actual scoring was.
Oh, okay, right.
I'm sure on the way here we talked about the fact that you want to win but then get the VPs.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily the case. So we're going to wrap this one up, episode 117.
Yep.
And then we will be back next week, because we'll be able to do it. Release this maybe even on Monday, then do the one a bit after that, maybe a week.
Yep.
Give you some break time as well, so yeah.
Yep.
Right, so that was episode 170. Paul, Barry, good night.
Bye.
Would you like to know more?